Cincinnatians love it when they hear about local actor makes good. And joining me in the studio this evening is a local actor who has been making good for quite some time. That's Mr. Ken Strunk. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, your most recent making good is a film that you recently shot with Matt Damon, John Krasinski, and Hal Holbrook called The Promised Land.
Correct, yes. Also with Frances McDormand, Rosemary DeWitt, and quite a few others.
You're in good company there.
Yes.
Now, this is a fairly timely movie. It deals with fracking.
Correct. In fact, they're hoping to win the world's record for getting a movie out from the time it's shot to the time it's actually in the theaters. That process is typically a year, year and a half. They're shooting for December and maybe sooner.
Now, this is sort of a social issue story, but also a bit of a romantic comedy.
Well, not so much a romantic comedy. It's a bit about Matt's character. Steve Butler is his name. It's a bit about Steve finding himself in a town that he left when he was very young. Not this specific town, but he left one just like it for exactly the same reasons that this town is faltering and falling through the cracks. He helps this town find themselves, and this town helps him find himself. And the process of fracking is the means by which they do it.
Now, it does go into some of the social issues around fracking in terms of town and decay and opportunities and how people feel about it. And you play a supervisor.
The town supervisor, correct, yes. If Matt and his partner want to come into my town, they must cross my palm with silver.
Ah. So you actually had scenes with Matt?
Oh, yes. In fact, one of the scenes that we have is a wonderful scene. He and I are sitting at a table in a diner. The scene is about 7.5 pages long, and that would ordinarily take about 3 days to shoot, 2 to 3 days to shoot. Matt and I did it in 5 hours.
Who else did you get to do scenes with? I mean, it's a wonderful cast.
Oh, it's a spectacular cast. Hal Holbrook was amazing. I just loved this guy. He told some wonderful stories. This man used to sail around the world on a 42-foot boat alone. In fact, he told me a story about leaving, I don't know, I think it was Pago or someplace on his way to New Zealand, and woke up to find that the waves were so big, one of them had knocked the porthole out on the port side of the boat, and he was taking on water. He's 370 miles from any shore anywhere. Obviously, he figured out a way to make it back.
And we're glad about that.
I was tickled to be able to work with him.
This was actually your portions shot in an area near Pittsburgh.
Yeah, a little tiny town called Apollo, Pennsylvania.
This area, western Pennsylvania, northeastern Ohio, is an area where there's quite a bit of the fracking going on.
Yes, there is.
Did you find any input from the locals? Did you solicit any input from the locals as to how they felt about it?
A lot of times, if you found yourself talking with one of the locals and you brought up the subject of fracking, honestly, most people had never heard the term. They didn't know what it was. When you start talking about it, they then go, oh, yeah, oh, I know what you're talking about. But for the most part, everybody is in favor of the fracking process. Me personally, I'm in favor of it, but I think there are some things that we could do to make it a little safer. The process has been around for 70 years, so it's not a new process. In fact, there was a wonderful story in the New York Times about a bean that is grown in India. It's called the gaur bean, G-A-U-R. And this bean, if it didn't exist, there could be no fracking. This bean offers up some sort of chemical that's used in the fracking process, and without it, they actually couldn't do it. So the price of this little tiny bean has gone so high that it has turned a lot of poor farmers in India into middle class and even higher. So the process is very good for creating wealth across the spectrum.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, you're a local guy. You're living in Taylor Mill with your family.
Mm-hmm.
You are a graduate of Northern Kentucky University.
Actually, no. I did 1 year at NKU and then transferred down to Louisiana State
University. So we lost you for a while.
Yes, you did.
And yet you've made your home here in the tri-state for years, and you've been working in television and film for years. How do you balance that?
Delta Airlines. For years, when Cincinnati was a hub for Delta, there were, I think, something in the neighborhood of 6 or 7 nonstop flights daily to Los Angeles. So it made going back and forth real easy. I could get up in the morning, 10 minutes later, I'm at the airport. This is pre-9/11, of course. If my flight was at 9, I didn't have to leave the house till 8. At 10:30, I'm in L.A., so...
And you've been working both on the coast and when films and television come to Cincinnati.
Correct, yes.
I mean, some of your credits include Secretariat, Hoosiers, Fresh Horses, and we see you on a lot of the current television series, Army Wives, Boston Legal, well, that's a while back, NCIS. Mm-hmm. You even did a stint on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Didn't I, though? I played a dead janitor and got to get into a tussle with Buffy herself. Obviously, we didn't actually do the fighting. They had stunt people for that, but it was a lot of fun.
What is it that attracts you to this, I'd say bi-coastal, but you're not quite on the East Coast, but all the traveling and working, because you're working really frequently.
Not as frequently as I'd like to, of course, and I don't think you'll ever find any actor everywhere who agrees that they're working enough, but I've always been bored very easily. And one of the things that I love about this business is that it is constantly changing. There's always something new. You get into a job and the next thing you know, it's over with and you move on. As opposed to, for instance, working on an assembly line, putting the same bolt. I really admire people who can do that because I don't have what it takes to be able to do that. And without those people, we're in a lot of trouble. So I really admire those folks. My main thing is that it offers me the opportunity to do many different things.
How did you get into acting?
Oh, boy. This is a funny story. I graduated from high school, Campbell County High School, in May of 67. In August, I was in the Marine Corps. I spent 67 and 8 and part of 69 in the Marine Corps. I got out and I went to work for a while. Got bored one day and decided to quit and go to college, NKU. As I was enrolling, it was late registration. This was on a Thursday. Classes started on Monday. So I'm going through a lot of long lines. And at the end of one long line, there were other lines next to me. I'm filling out paperwork, and a young lady asked me what I was going to major in. And I said, gee whiz, I don't know. I just decided this morning to go to college, so I'll take a little of this, a little of that, see what I like, take it from there. And she said, well, no, I can't do that. I have to put down something and send you to a particular counselor. So I tapped a young woman standing next to me on the shoulder who I didn't know, and I said, excuse me, what are you majoring in? And she said, I'm majoring in the theater. And I said, okay, I'll major in the theater. I'm really glad she didn't say macrobiology.
And of course, as we mentioned earlier, you're a working actor, mm-hmm. and what are your plans? I mean, do you plan on doing this until they no longer offer you roles? Or
I will keep doing it as long as I can memorize the lines. Listen, if Hal Holbrook at 88 years old can memorize his lines, I'll keep going. Yeah, in fact, right now I'm working on a one-man show. It was originally done on Broadway by Alan Alda. In fact, the project itself was pushed along by Alan Alda. It is about Richard Feynman, the physicist. The whole play takes place on a Saturday night in his office, just a few months before he finally died. It's a wonderful show, absolutely wonderful show, and I can't wait to do it. It's about 78 pages of memorization. I'm about 8/10 of the way along of getting it memorized. So.
Excellent. Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, actor Ken Strunk, soon to be seen in theaters in the major motion picture, The Promised Land. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
For more information on Ken's movie and the one-man show he's working on, be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.